98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station. Doug and Wolf's Rush Hour Reboot. Getting you up to speed on everything happening in sports this morning. Rush Hour Reboot.
It's really simple. Maloney walks into the Auction Community Studios and declares, these are the stories that Doug and Wolf need to react to and you need to know about. Feel free to tweet us at DougAndWolf987 if you think one of our fast-moving opinions deserves to get torched or you want to stand on the table and support it. Maloney, go.
So the Arizona Cardinals still haven't gotten a win in the regular season, and one of the biggest takeaways from their loss to the Ravens was their red zone offense. And Cliff Kingsbury is pointing the finger at himself.
Our guys have executed well at times when they've had good plays to execute, and we got to do a better job as a staff and myself of putting them in a situation to be successful when we get down there. And you can't waste plays. In this league, you can't get to third and long at the 10-yard line. It's a tough out.
What do you guys think about Cliff's accountability?
I absolutely love it, and it makes me feel like this guy is going to be a good coach in the NFL, barring one thing. And I don't say this as a jerk. Don't be a fraud. If he's just saying this to delay criticism and push criticism aside, and he's going back into his office saying, we're going to go 10 personnel every time, and we're going to throw the ball from the 3-yard line, and everybody else is an idiot. There's no reason to run the ball. If he goes in that direction, then he's just squawking, and it doesn't matter.
I think he's totally sincere about this, and it jacks me up.
And I agree.
Really,
I think he is,
it
too.
It does, the self-evaluation, especially as it pertains to the red zone. Some of the things that he actually said yesterday, it encourages me like Kyler Murray encourages me.
Encourages you enough to make a prediction?
No, that's not
going to happen. I'll try anyway.
You know what? I'll make a prediction now.
Okay.
The Arizona Cardinals, Cliff Kingsbury, Kyler Murray are winning the first game of their career Sunday.
Oh, wow.
All right. So 8:05 on Tuesday.
I believe.
Hey, Mel.
Yeah.
We don't want to affront the athletic process here.
It's affront.
Maloney.
Well, anyway, Kyler Murray has brought a ton of optimism to the Valley, and media all over is starting to buy in. Skip Bayless with the ultimate name drop.
Our man Nelly texted me, actually very early this morning, because he was still up while I was getting up. But he made a great point. He said he saw basically the future of the NFL yesterday with these two young players playing each other. Because he said once there's no more Brady and Breeze, that the next Super Bowl he was predicting could go to one of these two.
Oh, boy, I love that.
Now,
right,
wait.
There. It really is, because you got Kyler Murray and Lamar Jackson. That's who he's talking about, correct?
Yeah.
Kyler Murray and Lamar Jackson. What's so fascinating about this? Yes, you could say Kyler Murray is the future of football. Yes, you could say Lamar Jackson is the future of football. What's fascinating, two completely different philosophical and schematic offenses. Two completely different. One that is predicated and built on throwing the ball, the other one that is predicated and built on running the ball. Do you believe that's the future of football? Say yes.
I think it's very important here, though. If the future of whenever you say the future of anything, it normally means moving away from one thing and into something else. I totally disagree if anybody thinks Tom Brady is not the best way to run an offense of a brain that knows what you're trying to do, figures it out, gets the ball out, moves the ball down the field. However, it's about adding to it. If Kyler Murray does the things Tom Brady does and can run with the football, you've now exemplary improved the quarterback position that exponentially beyond anybody has ever seen. But if it's just about a new RG3, no, you will not last in the NFL, and you'll never last in the NFL.
I didn't even ask my question, guys.
Oh.
When Kyler Murray's career is all said and done, will a Super Bowl be on his resume?
Oh, please stop it. Just let the kid develop into a franchise quarterback, because he's not a franchise quarterback yet. Let him develop.
Kyler, this has nothing to do with you. You've asked for a prediction. I'm only going to say no because you got to put 21 other guys around him. And it's not easy to win a Super Bowl. Look how great. Drew Brees is one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. He's only won one. And you never know when there's going to be another Roby Coleman event. You know, it's just too – what Tom Brady is doing is impossible. It's not normal. It doesn't happen. So it's too hard to say any quarterback will win a Super Bowl.
Hey, Kyler, look at the process. Forget about the result.
Kurt Warner's got only one Super Bowl victory. Dan Marino has zero Super Bowl victories.
Focus on the process.
Too hard.
So we've had a lot of quarterback news the last few days in the NFL. The latest, Daniel Jones has been named the Giants' starting QB, replacing Eli Manning. So with all these quarterback needs around the league, do you think Eli Manning will finish the season as a Giant?
He could be a Steeler.
Oh, man. Yes, I do. Yeah. I think this is it right here for Eli Manning. I think this is it. I think this is the swan song. I think this is goodbye. Goodbye, Big Apple. Goodbye, football. Goodbye, Eli Manning, for the most part.
I think Eli Manning will finish as a Giant, but this year. I think he will try to go somewhere else.
So the D-backs got their second win in just 9 games last night after beating the Marlins 7-5. How do you feel about this team's future? Are you guys optimistic?
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah.
It's just off the charts optimistic. I really am. I mean, to sit here and think about what Mike Hazen has done, the fact that the Diamondbacks now have extended Mike Hazen, the fact he's not going anywhere, that just fills me with so much confidence that the freak show is going to continue to make this team competitive, make the moves, the necessary moves they need to do in order to be competitive. The fact that he's locked up and the fact that your farm system is actually one of the best in baseball right now, that fills me with encouragement.
I believe people improve. And so Carson Kelly's kind of fallen on his face at the end of the year. But he's look at his age. This is the first time he's ever gone through this. I think he's going to get better. I think either Christian Walker is going to get better offensively or Kevin Crone's going to get better defensively. I got nothing negative to say about second base Marte, Ahmed Escobar at third. That's set. Give me a center fielder or give me a great defensive and offensive second baseman, whatever I'm going to do with Cattell. Now I got Ginkle and Bradley in the bullpen. And I've got Alex Young, who I totally believe in, and a lot of what are the negatives going into 2020? The only negative is you don't have an ace, and I don't care what happened last night. Robbie Ray's had enough time to prove himself as an ace, and he hasn't done it.
So Mike Leach is college football gold. He had some thoughts on the state of California trying to pass legislation to pay college athletes.
Then are we going to have a draft? Then are we going to have trading? Then are we going to have free agency? I mean, how far does all this stuff go? So I think we ought to be careful with that. Or maybe we ought to just have minor league football and go ahead and have minor league football, and then those guys can do whatever they want, you know. But the state of California has trouble keeping their streets clean right now, so my thought is that they probably ought to focus on that.
Oh, my goodness, right there. You know what? I will say this, though, Coach. Have you seen Seattle? They're having some issues as well. That's in your state. Now, I know it's not Pullman.
Yeah.
All right, but
if there's anybody that's going to look down at Seattle, it's everybody in Pullman. And if there's anybody that's going to look down at Pullman, it's everybody in Seattle. There's no doubt about that. This is a big issue in California and a big issue in college football. But here's the problem with it. If you say, hey, they deserve to get paid, I'm not really going to argue, jump up and down when I see the exponential stuff that's being paid on 5 million staff members for one football team. College football is out of control. But having said that, don't forget, as soon as you say it's okay to pay someone's likeness, there's an Alabama car dealership in Birmingham that'll pay some kid $20,000 to endorse his dealership.
$20,000?
Yeah. And then while you turn around and in Ames, Iowa, this kid's going to get $50 and a hamburger. Okay? You think there's haves and have-nots now? You pass it, you'll never see anything like it before.
They are getting paid hundreds of thousands of dollars. The fact they might leave after 2 or 3 years, that's their issue, right? The fact that you're looking at tuition right now, don't get me started. You know the way I feel about this. It's such an elitist mentality, isn't it? Generation E for elitist. I'm entitled to the... You're already getting paid hundreds of thousands of dollars. That's what your tuition is worth. That's what your room and board is worth. That's what your books are worth. Hundreds of thousands of dollars in today's money. Son of a truck driver here who couldn't ever afford any of that. You are getting paid. You're just not recognizing it as such. And that's because you're an elitist.
It's not 9 o'clock yet.
That's personal.